Hey there, brother. This is Steve Horseman with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks for tuning in for another video. It is July, it is 2022, and I'm back in the barn. I used to make a lot of videos down here, then winter came, and well, I'm back here to talk about something that is an old familiar topic, but you may not have heard it before. I'm going to tell you some things you may not know in this video. And one thing I want to tell you about what you may not know has to do with how you think about your thoughts. Now, if you're watching this video, you're watching it because your hair is on fire because your wife doesn't love you anymore. You might be looking at a divorce. You might be feeling like your mojo is gone. You want to be a more confident man. You want self-respect back and all of that stuff. That's the type of guy I talk to. That's the type of guy I have been for the last 10 years trying to become more confident, more clear, and better in relationships. So if that's you, listen up. The topic has to do with how your thoughts can make you freaking crazy. If you're the guy I'm talking to, there are times, especially in relationship, especially if you're looking at separation, or if you're disconnected, or she's threatening divorce, or she loves you, but she's not in love with you. Thoughts can make you crazy. There is a runaway train of thoughts just steaming their way into your head about what it's going to be if I get rejected, what it's going to be if I be like if I get abandoned, what if I am alone, what if she takes my kids, what if I lose everything I have, what if another guy comes into her life and starts fathering my kids, where am I going to live, what am I going to do, how am I going to get by, am I ever going to find someone as beautiful as her again, am I ever going to be happy again, right? that's the steam train just coming through your head. And I want to tell you one thing we teach, guys, on this video. I want to teach you the one thing that we teach. That train's going to come. You can't stop the train. The train of thought is going to come. What you can do is change how you think about the train that's coming in. And one exercise we like you to think about doing is becoming an observer of yourself and your thoughts. This is becoming a bigger you who stands up here, a bigger self. Think of it as an older, more mature, fatherly self who is helping the younger, panicky, fearful self through this freight train of thought. When you're up here and you can talk to him and you say, I see what you're seeing. I see the thoughts. I see the fears. I know the words you're using. I know the movies that are in your head. And you talk to your younger self and you put a hand on his shoulder and you say, little dude, you're going to be okay. You're okay right now. You were born okay. You are a man of love. You're a man of value. You're a man who can have what he wants. While you can't change everything outside of you, I know you're strong enough and you're going to survive this. You're not just going to survive, you're going to thrive. And I'm going to be next to you the whole way. Now, as I'm saying these words, think this is you as a father to you, the big self watching and nurturing and fathering the younger self. And as I'm talking like this and talking about this reassurance that those thoughts that you fear may be real thoughts, but they're not the truth. There is a deeper truth. And your bigger self knows the deeper truth that even though you might have screwed up, it doesn't mean you are a screw up. Even though there's some things that you could have done differently to maybe prevent what's happening, it doesn't make you broken. Mistakes are made, but it doesn't make you a mistake. This is the father talking to the younger self, to the little boy inside, if you will. This is a trick that is meant to interrupt the pattern of your brain of dread, of panic, the dread of desperation and frustration and fear that those thoughts can create in you. You are not your thoughts. Just because you have a thought doesn't mean that it's true, and it doesn't mean that it is who you are. So who you are really is the bigger, more mature self. And in this exercise, I'm asking you to suspend the fear that you have and father that part. Notice what happens when you do this. When you heard me talking, your brain might have stopped the train of thought for a while. The train wasn't through anymore because you replaced it with a different train of thought, something more mature, something more positive, something more encouraging and supportive. And here's the big truth. The big thing is that it's true. The thoughts coming from your bigger self are more true than the thoughts that your younger self conjures up. That's the trick I wanted to give you today. It's a trick of being an observer of yourself and your thinking about your thoughts. I know it's a deep concept, perfect for a barn setting, but it does work. I also want to let you know about something you may not know about, that we talk about this all the time. We go deep into this whole subject of having a bomb go off in your chest of possibly getting divorced or separated from your wife. We have an online course called How to Diffuse the Divorce Bomb, and Coach Tim Wade and I put together over 9 hours of video coaching that's just like this, but it takes place in my bar in the basement. We have 9 hours of coaching content plus tons of bonus videos and not suitable for wife videos that you have to see as well. You get a free copy of my book and a bunch of other bonuses as well as a lifetime membership in our community of over 400 men who talk about this stuff every day. And if you don't have men in your life who talk about this stuff in a way that this big self can talk to you, you need to have that in your life as part of this process. So go to the link that is below this video for how to diffuse the divorce bomb. Click on that, read the page. There's a lot of information, including sample trailers from the different modules in there. We would love to have you join us in that course, and I would love to see your face at our next live meeting that we do each month. So take care, brother. Thanks for watching, and I hope that little tidbit I gave you helps you get some sleep tonight. Bye-bye.